Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. Have you ever had a conversation at work take a turn you weren't expecting? Suddenly voices rise, arms fold, you feel the tension. Maybe you walked away wondering, what just happened? How'd we get here? In these moments, you might feel like defending your position, explaining your point more clearly, or even disengage completely. But any of those reactions will only damage your relationships at work. So how can you prevent these conflicts from blowing up? Hey, I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders, and you are in the right place for a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And in this episode, you're going to get one of the most powerful communication tools ever. Yes, it is that good, I promise. With this tool, you will instantly build connection with your teammates, with direct reports, with anyone, any other human being, really. Immediately de-escalate conflict, and you'll build a reputation as a thoughtful, caring, not just human-centered leader, which is true, but also a thoughtful, caring human being in general. This is such a powerful tool, and it doesn't take hardly anything to use it. Well, it does take a little bit. It takes some practice to get used to managing your own emotions. I know that when I am in these situations and they're stressful, my inclination is to defend myself as opposed to getting curious about where the other person is. But if we can make that switch, that little transition, you can transform these tough conversations into opportunities for connection and understanding. And it just takes this one straightforward communication skill. It's called Reflect to Connect. And Reflect to Connect is one of the most powerful tools you can add to your leadership toolkit. If you want to build stronger relationships at work, at home, with friends, anywhere. In fact, it's one of, if you go back to one of our 12 GOATs, the greatest of all time powerful phrases for dealing with workplace conflict. If you check out episode 252, I know we have a lot of listeners who came from 252. If you haven't checked that one out, I recommend you go do it, where we talk about those 12 greatest of all time powerful phrases for dealing with workplace conflict. But this one specifically, I have not talked about this in depth on the show before. And when I realized that, I was like, oh my goodness, almost 300 episodes in and you haven't heard this one yet. It is so important that we talk about Reflect to Connect for better relationships at work or in life. So what is Reflect to Connect? Reflect to Connect simply means you share your sense of what a person's feeling and ask if your understanding is correct. I know that sounds simple, but it does take some intentionality. So a couple of things you want to do. Here's how it works. You're going to pay attention to emotional cues. Notice how the other person is speaking, what's their tone of voice, body language, their word choice. And all of that is going to give you a sense of how they're feeling. So you want to name the emotion, identify what it is you think they're feeling. For example, you might say, well, sounds like you're really frustrated. Or, I'm sensing that you might be feeling overwhelmed. Or, wow, that sounds like it's super exciting. You can use Reflect to Connect for positive and the more challenging emotions. And then the final part, the most important part that actually makes this a connection, is you're going to check for accuracy. Don't assume that you know how they're feeling. You're going to ask for confirmation. So putting it all together, if I said, hey, it sounds like you're frustrated. Am I understanding you correctly? I'm sensing that you might be feeling overwhelmed. Is that how you're feeling? When you do that, you're checking for your own understanding of their emotion, of how they're feeling, and you get several powerful effects from this. First, it helps the other person feel seen and heard. Feeling seen and heard is a fundamental human need. And so if you start there, before you may see the situation totally differently. You may feel completely justified in whatever action you took that's got them frustrated. That's okay. Just pause that for just a moment. You'll get to your part of the conversation later. Pause it for just a moment. Sounds like you're feeling frustrated. Sounds like you're feeling overwhelmed. Do I have that right? Helps the other person feel seen and heard. I got to tell you, this is so incredibly powerful. I had our niece was over earlier this year, and she was talking about her brother, and she kind of just kept going on, and she was kind of spinning a little bit, you know, and somebody kind of repeating themselves and so forth. And a lot of times when people are doing that, it's because they're not feeling heard. And so I said, wow, it sounds like you're really worried about your brother. And I asked it as a question. So I had the confirmation in there. I didn't say, is that how you're feeling? I just said, wow, it sounds, if I'm hearing, it sounds like you're really worried about your brother. And just hearing that reflected back to her, she burst into tears and said, I really am. And it released that tension. She'd been seen. She'd been heard. Second thing it does is it slows down the conversation, gives both of you a chance to process your emotions before reacting, before diving into all the justifications, the logic, all of those things. And third is when you reflect to connect, it lessens the intensity of powerful emotions. And that in turn opens the door to continued conversation. So let's dive a little bit more into this. Why reflect to connect works. At its core, reflecting to connect works because it addresses the emotional undercurrent of any conversation. And as much as we might like to think of ourselves as logical, rational creatures, human beings are emotional creatures. That amygdala is powerful. There's no getting around it. And most workplace conflicts, most of those workplace discussions you have that get heated somewhere, they've got a lot more going on than the surface level issue that you're discussing. The conversation about customer support priorities or data sharing probably has some emotional needs that are in play. Maybe somebody's feeling disrespected, unheard, or undervalued. Maybe they're overwhelmed. So when you acknowledge someone's emotions, you're going to meet those needs head on, and that is immediately going to start to improve your relationships at work. So let me give you a scenario. You're in a meeting and a team member snaps. I'm sick of these last minute requests. So if you're like me, and I'm totally like this, my instinct, if you're like me, is going to be to defend myself with logic or facts. Well, now wait just one moment there, buddy. It wasn't last minute. I sent that request 2 days ago. Now, that all might be totally true, but the person is still feeling something and they are stuck where they're feeling. So if you try to respond to that immediately with logic and facts, it's just going to create two people digging in and there's going to be no movement past that. Even if what you say is true in those situations, saying so isn't going to help the conversation move forward. So instead, try reflect to connect. So I might say, it sounds like you're feeling frustrated with how these things are coming at you. Is that right? And 90% of the time, that's going to diffuse the tension. The person's going to probably respond, yeah, I am frustrated. It feels like I never have enough time to do my best work. Now you're able to start addressing the actual issue. Maybe it's their need for better planning and communication. Maybe it's in terms of how the data is organized, how the requests are organized, whatever else is on their plate, who knows? But now you can start having an actual conversation. You can use some of the other goats to follow up on this too. Okay, great. What would success look like? What would a successful outcome do for you here? Sounds like you're needing enough time to do your best work. Or maybe they're feeling that they can't do their best work because they have too much of a perfectionist tendency about what their best work is. And you can do some level setting and recalibrate that. Anyway, it opens the door to that conversation. But if you just dive in with, hey, I gave that to you two days ago, you're wrong, you're never going to move past it. You're not going to solve anything. All right, so that's a little bit more about how it works. Now let's take a look at some practical tips to use Reflect to connect and really make it work. First, you want to genuinely start with curiosity. Approach every conversation with the mindset that you don't fully understand what the other person's experiencing. Because you can't possibly know that. You don't know that. You're not them. So automatically, you can approach with curiosity. Even if you're frustrated, even if you think they're wrong and how they're looking at something, doesn't matter. You're not them. You don't know their full perspective. So curiosity opens the door to empathy and stronger relationships. Again, not just at work, in all of life. So instead of assuming you know why someone's upset, ask yourself, what might they be feeling right now? What am I picking up here? And then check it. Number two, be comfortable with discomfort. This, if you're not in the habit of reflecting emotion, it can feel awkward at first. You might have a tendency to want to jump in and fix the situation or either convince them they shouldn't be feeling the way they're feeling. Good luck with that, by the way. That's not how brains work. And even if you have a great solution, if we don't start with the emotion, you're not going to be able to get to that. So even though it might feel awkward at first and you might worry that you're going to get it wrong or that it's too personal for a professional setting, here's the truth. People crave connection, even at work. And it's better to try and maybe miss the mark than ignore the emotional reality of a conversation. Caring enough to ask gives the other person a chance to clarify how they're feeling. And if you're really unsure and you don't want to come off too strong, you can even soften your language and use something tentative like, you know, I might be off here, but it sounds like you're feeling really frustrated, energized, excited, overwhelmed, whatever the emotion is. So you can use that tentative language if you need to. All right, number three, as we're working through Reflect to Connect, practice in low stakes situations. Before you start using it in some of those high-stakes meetings or really stressful situations, just practice it in your everyday interactions. I try to make a habit of trying to reflect to connect at least two or three times a day, just so I'm building the muscle memory that this is a part of what I do in conversations. If a colleague seems excited, reflect. Hey, you seem really energized about this project. Is this exciting? What are you most looking forward to? And have that conversation, and you're building little connections along the way, and it doesn't take very long either. Not much effort, not a lot of time. What could be better? All right, now there are some pitfalls that we want to talk about here. So when you are reflecting to connect, when you reflect to connect, there are a couple things you want to either be aware of or avoid. So even with the best intentions, you might make some mistakes. It's okay. Here's a few of those common pitfalls and how you can avoid them. First is misreading the emotion. And I say this is a pitfall, but it's not actually a pitfall. It's okay to get it wrong. And I've had these conversations where, you know, I reflect an emotion, the other person corrects me. That's progress. You cared enough to ask. So yeah, maybe they respond with, and I'm not frustrated. I'm more disappointed. That gives you insight. That's valuable. Don't be afraid of being corrected. You can even respond with, hey, thanks for clarifying that for me. And all of that, it deepens the conversation and you're building better relationships. Now, here's a real pitfall and maybe the worst one you can make. Don't skip the check-in. Don't skip the clarification. You never want to label someone or tell someone how they're feeling. That feels so rude and presumptuous. You know, if I say, hey, well, you're feeling really overwhelmed. What? No, you don't get to tell me how I'm feeling. Always follow up with the question or frame it as a question to check your understanding. You're checking in to see and acknowledging how they're feeling, not telling them. And then the third pitfall, and I think if you're listening to the show, especially if you've been listening for any length of time, this is not you, but this is not a tactic. Reflect to connect is not a manipulative trick. It only works if you genuinely care about understanding the other person's experience and want to improve your connection and relationships. That's the purpose here. So if you're just using it as a tactic, it's going to feel insincere, slimy, and it's not going to work for you. You got to genuinely care. As you practice reflect to connect, you're going to see some ripple effects. You don't just reduce unnecessary conflict. Yeah, you're going to de-escalate those situations, but you're also building a culture of empathy and understanding. And people will feel safer sharing their thoughts, their feelings, their insights, knowing that they're not going to be dismissed or understood. And over time, that's going to help you build team morale, build stronger relationships, increase the level of trust and psychological safety on your team or in your workplace. And imagine a workplace where people don't have to raise their voice to be heard. Conflicts are resolved through understanding, not argument. That all starts with a reflect to connect. So the next time you find yourself in a tense conversation, I invite you, pause, take a breath, consider what the other person might be feeling. What are you picking up? And do your best to reflect back what you think the other person feels and ask if you're right. You might be surprised at the doors it opens. Everyone wants to feel seen and heard. When you meet that need, you transform conflict into connection, and you're building a workplace where people truly want to work together. So I hope you'll practice Reflect to Connect. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills. It'll help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And of course, you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. You can also go to the website, and there's a guide there that you can print out. It's got Reflect to Connect and so many other tools and skills that you can share with your team and walk through with your team together. That's going to help you reduce your team stress, improve morale, productivity, and you can find that at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. And when you sign up and download that, you will also get our weekly newsletter that's going to have every single episode of Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, so you'll never miss an episode. All right, hope to see you there. I'd like to thank our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.